Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Right Stream Radio Network, rejoicing in the flow of creativity. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at @RightStream and hashtag #RightStream. Thanks for listening to the Right Stream Radio Network.
Just Believe Radio on the Right Stream Network. I am your host, Lisa Tarvis. I'm a metaphysician, board-certified holistic health practitioner, intuitive counselor, and author of the book, Just Believe, and obviously radio show host of the show called Just Believe. I'm also the director of marketing for the Right Stream Network. You can find information about the Right Stream Network at www.rightstreamradio.com. And you can learn about all of our different shows we offer here on our network and our different hosts. Each Sunday, my show, Just Believe, airs at 7 p.m. Eastern, and we have experts in the field of holistic health and spirituality and the paranormal and basically anything under the metaphysical umbrella. And so if you're interested in being a guest on my show or any of the shows on the Right Stream Network, please feel free to send me an email at lisa@lisatarvis.com. Again, that's lisa@lisatarvis.com. And I will happily respond or pass the message on to the appropriate person. Tonight is a fan favorite. It's also, we just figured out, Oscar night, which is making it a little less busy than when we usually have do psychic shows. So anyone who doesn't want to be on hold forever and would like to call in, we've only got a couple of people on hold so far, and you can have the luxury of getting a free psychic reading from Donna Marie Crawford, who is our guest tonight. If you want to do that, call 347-945-7246 and then press 1. That's 347-945-7246. And again, press 1 and I'll see you in the queue and I'll get to you as soon as I can. I want to, like I said, my guest tonight is Donna Marie Crawford, and she is an intuitive psychic medium. And I want to read her bio before I bring her on the air. Donna Marie Crawford is an intuitive psychic medium and certified angel card reader with a passion for sharing her divine gifts. With empathy and compassion, she shares messages and guidance from spirit and from your loved ones who have passed, providing validation and confirmation not only are your loved ones still with you, they are guiding and comforting you from beyond. She is also the host of Spirit Connections, her online radio show on blogtalkradio.com, where she shares messages and connections on the air. Donna Marie considers herself blessed to be able to help people connect with spirit, but unlike some psychics, she has chosen to only work in the light and doesn't deal with doom and gloom type readings. With clients in more than 30 countries around the world, her reputation as a gifted psychic and medium is growing and is a testament to her choice. She offers readings in a variety of formats and has something to suit every comfort level and need. So without any further ado, I want to bring Donna Marie on the show. And welcome, Donna Marie. Thank you so much for being on Just Believe Radio. I really appreciate your taking the time to talk to some of my listeners.
Well, thank you for inviting me. I really appreciate that. Anytime I'm able to share messages with others that give them comfort and a knowing that their loved ones are still with them.
Yeah, it's a beautiful gift, and I really, every once in a while I think I want to kind of give it up sometimes, and then all you have to do is one reading and really help somebody, really touch somebody. And it's so life-changing for people to get messages from their deceased loved ones and get guidance on what's going on in their life right now. I think it's just such a gift that it would be selfish to not, you know, to not be able to spread it around a little bit and help as many people as we can. For my listeners, Donna...
Absolutely, and I agree. When you make that connection, it really compels you to keep moving forward.
It really does.
You know, provide that to others.
Even when it gets exhausting, and you know, and it's you know, it's there's a side of it that's exhausting, but there's also a side of it to me that's almost invigorating and so powerful that it gets me really energized. So
yeah, a lot of times you don't realize how tired it does make you until you finish, and then it's like, wow,
exactly.
It did take more out of you.
I know, exactly. At the end of the reading, you're like, all right, now I need a nap.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I want to tell everybody your website, your web address, by the way, for anyone who's listening in the archives or doesn't get on today to talk to you. Your website is DonnaMarieCrawford.com. That's Donna, D-O-N-N-A, Marie, M-A-R-I-E, Crawford, C-R-A-W-F-O-R-D.com. And I will also type that in the chat room for anybody who's in the chat room so that they can have the link there. But what I want to do right away is just get you started with readings, because we have Pamela from Minnesota on hold. And so I'm going to put her on. And then for those other people, anybody in the queue that I haven't talked to yet, I'll be with you in just a minute. So, but first, let me introduce Pamela to Donna Marie. Hello, Pamela.
Hello.
Hi, Pamela. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Pamela's calling from Minnesota, and apparently it's snowing there, too. So, it's not snowing here yet. I'm in Pennsylvania. It's not snowing here yet, but it's supposed to. So. Yay!
Yeah, I'm in Connecticut. It hasn't reached here yet, but we're supposed to have our little spurt tonight too. But that'll just go on top of everything else we've already gotten.
Exactly. I keep telling everybody we're going to drown in snow, and everybody keeps telling me it's impossible. But I think it can happen. Anyway.
Well, when it's over my head, I know it's not good.
Exactly. That's a bad sign. Bad sign.
Absolutely.
All right.
Well,
Pamela,
thank you so much for calling in, Pamela.
Did you have a question
Yes, I have a question regarding my mom. She passed on a little over a year ago, and I'm wondering if you are picking up any messages from her for myself or other family members.
Hello, I think we had a little technical difficulty.
Donna, what happened to Pamela?
I don't know. I was talking and the phone just went kaput. Well, I hate to use the word. The phone went dead. It just,
the phone went
she
dead.
Just disappeared.
Everything's working on the switchboard. This might be her calling back. Let me just check and see.
Okay.
Pamela, are you calling back?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay.
All right, good.
We lost you there for a second, Pamela.
Yeah,
sorry about that.
Okay.
The age of technology. It's wonderful when it works, but it's a bummer when it doesn't. Pamela,
right.
I was receiving from your mother, you know, she's expressing some desire to make sure that the family knows that she wants you guys to stick together. She was giving me information that there's three, either she has three children or you have three children. It's in regards to children. Did your mother have three children?
She had two, myself and my sister. And, I guess three, I don't know.
Okay, well, I'm going to stay with what she's given me. She's telling me three children. And what she's telling me is that she wants to make sure that you stay in touch, because I believe you and her had a very good relationship. You know, it progressed past mother and daughter and went into friendship.
Absolutely.
Okay, because she's telling me that... you know, she was very, very close to you. I don't know, you know, as much with your sister. She was close to her, but I just feel as if she felt more kindred soul with you, with a lot of the same likes and dislikes. I think, you know, your sister is a little different in taste than you know, everybody's different. Let me just put it that way. And she's just telling me that she felt kinder to you now. Did you give her a lot of care when she was in need of it? Because I feel as if I just feel in your energy that you were, that you're very content with your relationship with her when she passed, and that you were able to come to terms with everything between the two of you. You know, not that we ever are okay when they pass, but you feel comfortable that everything was said and done and you did everything and you don't have any guilt.
No, not at all.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Because she's telling me that your sister may not necessarily feel exactly the same. She may have a little bit of, you know, a little bit of turmoil inside that she wished she had, could do more. But I feel as if there was some constraints in her life circumstance that prevented that. So to let your sister know that she's understanding of that, and that absolutely there's no worries is the way she wants to put it. Not to have any worries in that department, because it's all good. So if your sister's dealing with any kind of, you know, wish I could have, wish I had said, any of that, it needs to be, she needs to let go, okay? So that's a message coming for your sister. Now, in regards to you and your health, she's saying something's going on with your, I feel it's in your back. Is there something, Pamela, with your back going on?
Yes, there is.
Okay, because she's telling me that she wants to make sure that you stay on top of it, because, you know, you're one that will put everybody else's needs first and put yours on the bottom of the list, and by the time the day ends, you didn't make it to the bottom of the list, so you start the list again and you go back on the bottom, and it's very difficult to get to those things. So she's telling me to ask you not to put off till tomorrow is the way she's saying this. I don't know if this is a phrase that she used, but don't put off till tomorrow. She wants you to, you know, really pay attention, and you have put some attention towards it, but you're going like at a snail's pace. Would that be a good?
That'd be a good analogy, yeah.
Thank you. Okay. Because, you know, she was very knowing in life, too, and you are as well, Pamela. You're very good at sensing other people's energy, and you're a giver and a giver and a giver, and you understand that we're here for service, but please also understand that you're deserving of as much attention as you give others, okay? Because you tend to forget. She's telling me you forget that. You put other, you know, you'll burn the candle at both ends, she's saying. That's fun. That's a fun phrase. I haven't heard that one in a long time. But yeah, she has concern of you doing too much. I'm also asking her, there's been some kind of a celebration. There's been a celebration, and there was almost a family celebration, she's telling me. I don't think it was holiday related. I think it was more like a birthday or an anniversary or, you know, something along that line. That wasn't a holiday. It was a get-together, and it was almost as if, you know, it was a downer because she wasn't there, and she's just letting you know that that's not the way it needs to be. She wants it turned around, and, you know, she wants you guys talking about the fun stuff because, you know, did your mother, was she like a jokester? Would she like, you know, crack a joke at the, like, you know, when it's quiet and nobody knows what to say, your mother would say something funny just to lighten everybody up?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, because she's telling me that that's how she tries to do things. She does things also, okay, thank you. She's come in tune to with, like, playing with electricity sometimes on you guys, where there'll be either a light that flips off or there'll be she's saying something about a radio. I don't know how many people have, like, lots of radios in the house anymore because it's almost like I'm seeing, like, an old-fashioned radio. I don't know if there's anything with music or if there's an actual radio. Was she really into music or was she would she relate to music?
Yeah, Mom's really with it.
Okay, because it's like...
She likes music, yeah.
Okay, because it's almost as if she comes through in music, in a way in music, whether she'll bring the song on or she'll turn it on or she'll interfere with it. There's something with music with her as far as sending messages. So, you know, if a song comes on the radio and you think it's something related to her, trust that it is, because, you know, they try to find ways to comfort us and make us aware that they are still around in whatever way they can and is familiar with them. that you'll connect to it. So many of us want to say, oh, well, that's just wishful thinking. Well, okay, you could think that if you want, but those of us that understand that they do have the ability to still connect with us. Now, do you have, she's saying something about children. You have grown children.
No, my son, he just turned 11, actually. Just one.
Okay.
Yeah.
She's saying something about grown children. Okay, let me see what she's saying here. Does your mother have a sister?
She has two sisters.
Thank you. Okay, because she said sister. So, let me see. It's so fun the way they'll start, you know, like things just start rolling, like we're supposed to know everything that they're jumping around on me. Her sister, does one of her sister have grown children? Does one of her sister have three children? Because I'm still sticking with a three children thing here. She keeps bringing up three children.
Well, no. Right, no.
No one in the family can relate to three children.
Well, the only thing three I can think of is my mom was married twice, and so there's and both of her husbands, my dad and then her other husband, both live in the same town as myself and my son and my sister and my niece. So, and it's kind of like my sister and my niece, they kind of hang out with my my stepdad, and my son and myself more so hang out with my dad. So we're kind of split up in threes like that.
Okay.
All right,
thank you. Because I keep hearing three. It's like this, like three children, though. I felt like children. But, you know, sometimes ex-husbands can be considered children, you know, in their mind. But I just feel like she's saying something about three. So I don't know if it's – was she one of three?
She was one of three, yes.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, so, you know, sometimes I got to get them to clear the fog for me because, you know, she's definitely present with her mother and father, because they were a pair that were inseparable in life, and they are a strong force in spirit too. Very strong force. That's the way I want to say that. I have to give the way I receive. It's like they have this like real strong positive energy about the. It's all, you know. It's connected, infused. Thank you is the word that they're giving me. But she is definitely with them now. Do you have a? There's a dog that's either around in spirit or in life that gives much joy, in family get-togethers. I think you girls had a dog when you were younger. There was a little dog that was, and I feel it's more spirit. So just know that you even have spirit dogs around you. Okay. She's telling me that you've had a very rough time in your career. In your work life, that there's been lots of struggle for you, but you've had lots of accomplishment, but you don't give yourself the credit that you're due within yourself.
Okay.
She's kind of telling, you know, because she kind of can really see more on the inside now from where she is than she did when she was in life. So she's knowing that you're very difficult on yourself and is working with you in that department to try to get you to be kinder to yourself. Because it'll just take a lot of the weight off your shoulders that you have. You have such responsibility a lot of times, but it's a lot of times you just being harder on yourself than you need to be. So she's wanting you to know that she's aware, helping you and loving you. Now, did she have something before passing that contributed to her passing with chest area? There's something with her chest. Thank you. Okay, because she's wanting you to know that that's absolutely relieved, that you know, not to wonder if she still has, you know, any discomfort, because she's just, it's all gone. And really, the way she, I feel like she really felt like she was in her prime in her early 30s. So it's like she's kind of showing me that kind of a image of her where she would be more of that age, where she was able-bodied and able, you know, just just perfect is the way I want to put it. She's telling me she's perfect now. No more struggle. She had struggle. So be relieved in that department. Now, is there anything specific? She's also telling me that you girls each have a belonging that's very sentimental, not monetary, and that she's aware of it. Do you carry something with you all the time or wear something?
No, not as of yet. her husband hasn't quite been able to part with much of her things as of yet, so it's been almost a year. It's been over a year, and we haven't really gone through much of her stuff.
Okay, because I'm feeling that there's something, like I say, it's not monetary, it's more sentimental, that you already have, though, and that, you know, to understand that it's that there's something that you have that's connected to her that she's aware of. I felt as if it was something that you could carry, though.
Do you ever have readings where... like multiple people come through?
Absolutely.
Like, what I'm saying, a lot of the stuff, it's so funny because my mom passed away as well a few years ago. And so many of a few of the things you've said that Pamela's been like, not really. I'm like, oh, my God, that's my mother.
Okay, well, know that can happen. And, you know, the way I like to put it is, you know, a reading like this where we're all together on the phone, they don't always wait their turn.
Yeah, that's something. And my mom definitely would not be waiting her turn. But
and
like,
my mom never does either when I'm in a setting like that, just to know. And you know, they'll filter in. And one mom will open up for another mom. And one mom will give a message that'll kind of hit three birds and with one stone,
When you were talking about three, you know, my mom had three kids, and I'm just like, and all these things that aren't registering for Pamela, I'm like, holy crap, that's, you know, and they were like, and I'm trying to just...
Yeah, and very well could. They don't always, you know, I don't always get introduction where they'll come in and say, hi, this is Mary, and I'm connected to that one. The information comes through, and the way I like to let people know is, you know, it's not my business to know what it means sometimes because I get some very unusual messages and they I have no way of knowing what they mean, but I'll release them to out and the person that gets that it connects with knows that that's who it was meant for.
I hope that helped you, Pamela, because we've got a bunch of other callers waiting now, but I wanted to just say, you know, I think that is so comforting, and I wanted, you know, that's what I wanted to say to you, Pamela, is that, I mean, do you feel like that as being so comforting, being able to communicate with your mom now that she's gone?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and it's just that I always kind of take the mindset where, like, you know, we're spiritual beings having a physical experience, so we're never really gone, but we kind of leave our physical body. And, you know, but now that she's gone from the physical realm or whatnot, it is a huge comfort. And she was very right on. And I got major goosebumps while she was talking. So I know.
There were so many things that she was saying, and I was just like, you're like, oh, my God, yeah. You know, and it was just, I was getting goosebumps for you.
What a blessing.
Well, if you want to have further conversation with Donna Marie, you can find her at DonnaMarieCrawford.com. And if you go into the chat room, I have it typed in there, her web address. So, you know, you can get a hold of her privately if you'd like more.
Okay. Sounds really good. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Pamela.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Sorry, Donna Marie. I'm gonna hurry it along a little bit now. We've got, you know, apparently my show isn't as unimportant as I thought because of the Oscars. I know. I was taking it all personally. Everybody was like going to be all into the Oscars and ignoring me, and now all of a sudden we've got lots of callers. So we're going to move on.
Well,
Laura from New Jersey next. If you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay, Laura. Hi. Thanks for holding.
Hey. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Hi, thanks, Laura, for calling.
Did you have a question for Donna Marie?
Yeah. Can you tell me if you see any big changes coming up with me regarding a move or a career change?
Okay, well, I was immediately, before you, when you started saying change, employment came immediately through spirit for you. I do feel as if there's going to be a change for you, but you really have to start taking action in that direction and not just contemplating it. It's really, I feel as if you need to make a move to be able to have the option for promotion. I don't feel as if where you are right now there's any option or really chance for expansion. I feel it's a smaller place, and even in that context, there's not a lot of room for growth. I do feel as if there may be some additional training that either your new employer will want or that you'll be able to get there that will help you to advance in your career, but I do feel you'll continue to expand. You know, it's one of these, I don't feel as if it's a career where you're going to, you know, you get certified and you're there. I feel as if you have to keep going. You know, you have to keep being educated and gathering all the newest trainings or information in the field that you're in. But I do feel that, you know, you have such a desire to move forward and are kind of being held back where you are presently. Does that make sense? Because it's just, you know, you got so much more to you know, it's almost as if you have so many more questions and knowings and abilities, and you're just not able to expand where you are.
Well, I know I'm not happy where I'm at, and I'm in New Jersey, and I'm not happy being here either. I just need to grow and move on, and I don't even know where to start.
Well, you know, the plan to decide, you know, it's very hard for spirit and divine and guides to really give us assistance on our path until we really are able to focus on a destination for ourselves. They will help us find that destination if we ask for it. If you ask for, you know, that what it is that you're looking for and being open to receiving the information and acting on it, because, you know, we all receive inspired thoughts, inspiration all the time. It's just taking the action on it that's what holds us back, because somehow we let our free will lead us in a different direction and don't follow our original divine guidance. So I feel as if you do have a certain area, you definitely want to be in a warmer climate, and you don't want a lot of distance from where you are now because of responsibilities and obligations and all that, but you really need to be able to break yourself away and reinvent yourself to expand to what you really want to do.
Well, I've been thinking about maybe investing in some, like a multiplex or something, and becoming a landlord. And I was thinking about moving down to North or South Carolina and doing that there.
Well, you know, these are the thoughts that are and the desires that, you know, you have to – that's why I say you have to take action. It's you know, a lot of contemplating has gone on and trying to figure out and gotten some answers, and then we talk ourselves out of it for one reason or another, and – you know, to really be able to take that inspired action, and one step at a time, because, you know, you can't go from 0 to 100 miles an hour by just deciding to do that. You have to work up to that. So definitely, you know, start doing your, being open to expanding and exploring the options that you're considering to find out exactly how fast you can get there. I feel as if there is something coming, because you just can't stay where you are. You're not going to advance where you are now.
Well, I'm on a contract right now, and I need the money in order to get the down payment for the properties.
Right.
So I guess that for now, if I can continue working up until I get enough money for the down payment, then I would be ready to make a move. But I'm not ready to make the move yet, because financially I don't have the money yet.
Right, absolutely, and that's why that's part of that action plan, where you make the action plan as to what you need to do to reach the goal and to really, you know, start moving in that direction will give you the more motivation and more energy within knowing that you're moving in that direction, because right now you're just that. I feel the hopelessness and the stagnation of where you are and just wonder if you're ever going to be able to make the change. But by taking the action and start moving in that direction, it's almost as if, you know, by taking those first couple steps, it keeps you going, you start going faster, like going downhill, where it's not downhill, it's just you're heading down in the right direction. You know you're going in that direction. By not taking any action, it's just perpetuating more non-action.
Well, the contract where I'm at, do you see me being employed there past June so I can continue making enough money for the down payment?
Yeah, because like I said, I feel as if you, whether it was education or whatever it is that you need more of before you're able to do this, yeah, that's very well could be what Spirit was giving me as insight. You need more of what you're doing to be able to go further on. So I would say it's a positive message, yes. All
okay,
right.
And then,
well, I wish you luck with that.
Okay.
Thank you so much. And you know, one step at a time, but knowing that you're taking steps knows you're going in that direction, and that's always more, it helps you to be more positive and get you going faster.
Yeah. Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Blessings always.
Okay, next we have Sue from Long Island. Oh, my gosh, all these poor people on the East Coast. suffering through.
We're all frozen in.
We're all frozen in. Sue, how are you?
I'm doing great. I was just wondering, you see any changes in my love life or work?
Okay, Sue. All right. Well, you know, work has been. I hear status quo. Is that that's the way I want to say it? It's
yeah,
kind of
it has.
Been,
I've been in the same place 5 months, but I work part time. I'm just looking for full time.
Yep, it's like status quo. I feel as if it's gonna continue. It's helping you to meet your responsibilities. I do feel as if there will be some more compensation by the end of this year. You're looking at probably getting a raise there.
I don't know, but I'm just looking for more hours, more hours.
Okay, well then there you go. That I feel as if there's going to be more compensation. So whether it's putting in more hours to get that, I feel that what Spirit gave me is there's more compensation coming by the end of the year, and that you're going to be getting more responsibility, that they're going to be more trusting and becoming more aware of your competence is the way I'm being given it. It's like they're just not realizing what a good job you can do yet. But as they're seeing it, you're going to get more. You know what I mean? As they see the kind of personality you are, the responsible person you are, you're trustworthy, you're a team player, you work together, they're going to want to increase their experience with you, which will increase the salary, absolutely.
I'm hoping for September, because that's when the new school year starts.
Perfect. So that sounds like it's a positive message in that direction for you. With the love life, it's like, you know, pardon?
I also applied for a part-time job Wednesday and Thursday nights. Do you see me getting that?
I'm not getting a direct answer on that one. I feel that there's a lot of candidates for that position. So I'm not getting positive. I'm not getting negative. I'm just hearing there's a lot of candidates at this time. I have to give you the messages I get at this time, and that's, you know, to emphasize that to all readers, to all the callers, whenever you get a reading, understand it's only for at that time.
Yeah.
We do have free will, and we can change the path at any moment, and then Spirit has to, like, readjust. The love life, now, that's been a difficult road for you. I feel as if, you know, you've had a lot of ups and downs in that department. I feel as if there's some hesitation to really put yourself out there. There's desire.
No, I'm trying. I'm putting myself out there.
Yeah, I know that there's desire to, but there's like almost a, I can put it like there's a cushion around you a little bit where there's a little bit of a defense because you don't want to get, you don't want to get messed around with again. You don't want anybody to just play again, you know, because you've put your trust into people and then they've been turned out to be, you know, I'm going to just say jerks.
Yeah.
You know, so understand that that's part of your makeup and your energy, and by really trying to approach the whole scene with the notion of, you know, the experience for what it is at that moment, instead of trying to think if it's going to be something that's going to progress to something permanent. Because I feel as if it's, I want to say it's almost like you're checking them out, whether they're potential future at the very beginning. And it's almost as if they can connect with that, and if that's, you know, that's a little startling for them as well. So, you know, just really trying to take it at and appreciating each experience with others as it comes. But I feel, you know, by getting yourself out there, that's really been, you know, helpful for your energy, because it's like you're more positive and you're more, you're even more energetic. You feel as if you have more physical energy as well as you know, hope. That's
yeah,
the word I
want
to use.
Two men are going to call me tonight.
What about the man that's going to call you tonight? Is that what you said?
There's two men that are going to call me tonight to talk. Too.
Well, see, there you go. That's why I say you're really getting out there and you know, instead of thinking that you know, and kind of judging to see if it's a long-term thing, take it as it comes with this and understand that that's really needed for you to be able to get more comfortable and be able to build up trust, because it's understandable you're hesitant, but you know, you really have to be able to be vulnerable with others to have the relationship that you're desiring. And it's, you know, you've had some hard times trying to get there. But I do feel, you know, the effort that you're putting in is raising your energy, and you are drawing to you souls that are more in alignment with what you're looking for and not what you're not looking for, because you've been focusing more on what you are looking for.
Yeah.
When we think, you know, when we think of what we don't want, believe it or not, we tend to draw that to ourselves. It's really the law of attraction, whether, you know, it's active in all our lives, whether we're aware that it is like the law of gravity. You know, the law of attraction is there, and it works with us. It's just, it's how we're working with it.
Can I ask just one more really quick question?
Sure.
Do you ever see my son moving back in with me?
Well, you know, it's come across his mind a couple of times, because he's had some real struggles with, you know, finances. It's so difficult.
No, he doesn't. He's only 13.
Oh, because it's like, are you sure there's not financial problems on his father, going on with his father?
I think there might be, because he comes, sometimes he says, oh, my dad doesn't have the money or something for this or for that.
Okay, because it's like that. I have to say, you know, it doesn't necessarily have to be, you know, an older person. I have to give you what I get. And what I was getting is it's come across the mind because of finances. I don't know whether his father would consider it, because he's not as, you know, financially secure as he'd like to be and have the son with them, but I feel it's been considered a few times. So it's definitely a strong possibility, and I feel it will be related to financial issues if it does occur.
Well, that's why I need something full-time sooner than September, because I can't just live on the part-time that I have now, so I was hoping they would give me something sooner, but, you know, what am I going to do?
Yeah, well, you know that the time frame that I'm given is the action that you're taking now. Keep, you know, bump up the action, keep going in that direction, and really focus on it is that you want, and you know, ask Spirit for help. They're always there to help us.
Okay, I can do that.
All right, blessings always. Thank you.
Okay,
thank
bye-bye.
You, Sue. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, we are moving on to Mary from Florida. Hold on one second. Mary, are you with me?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Okay. Hi, Mary, Donna Marie. Donna Marie, Mary. Do you have a question for Donna Marie?
Yes, thank you.
Hi, Mary.
Hi. I've been trying to sell my home, and in the meantime, I've had a legal issue coming up causing concern, and also other financial issues, and it doesn't seem like things are moving very good in a positive direction. What do you feel around that?
Well, again, I can definitely feel the slow pace that this is moving at, which is causing even more complications for you financially because of the slow pace that it's moving at. I feel, you know, really, you're doing everything you can, and it's really kind of out of your hands at this time, waiting for others to take their action. I feel by working with the others and reminding them and staying with them, you know, a constant reminder that they need to take action, that you can,
right,
you know, help them move along a little bit more.
I'm doing, I know what you're
doing. Yeah, I do feel it will advance. It's just, you know, it is taking some time. You're such a creative person, though, Mary, that, you know, you're somehow you're making the ends meet, even though they don't meet.
I don't know how much longer I'm going to be able to use that creativity. It's almost gone completely out of the box.
Yep, absolutely, absolutely. I understand that. That's why it's, like I say, I feel that you will be able to speed up the action by taking action and really, you know, putting the spark under them. And, you know, daily calls even to get this moving, to understand the necessity of them moving it along, because, you know, it sometimes gets lost in other people's translation, you know, in their energy as to how important, because it's just a daily it's a job to them.
I haven't got a contract yet on the house, and what's happening is last month there was no shows for viewing the home. And I've lowered the price, and I've also told my realtor to do a little more advertising, try to get it in a local paper and things like that to get, you know, more viewing here, because it just seems like all of a sudden things have stopped. And I've been cleaning and clearing to move energy around and packing things and doing all I can, and I feel like right now I'm a mouse in a maze as the bills keep piling up.
Yep, and absolutely. I'm just not sure that the realtor is working as hard as needed to get this moving, or understanding of the necessity of getting this to be done as quickly as possible. You know, you may have to consider, you know, shifting is what Spirit's giving me is, you know, if you're not getting what you need, there's times where you have to move forward.
You know, you were going to say something?
Mary, I got that same message too about the realtor thing. Like it's almost like you're going to need to make a change there.
Well, it is on view to other realtors. It's on an MLS site where all the realtors can tap into it. I don't know if that's going to make a difference.
I just feel as if this person's just not working hard enough for you, Mary, really. That's why I say, you know, the daily phone calls, you know, that's one of the suggestions that was coming through with, you know, really you having to take a more active role to get this person going. And if it's, you know, you've said you've done that to a certain extent. So if that's not happening, you might very well need to, you know, I think you've even considered it. Spirit's brought it to you in mind to think, you know, well, maybe I should switch to someone else that's going to be a little more invested in it, or, you know, instead of lowering the price, get a different realtor to help you, you know, get going with things. Definitely be open to that, because I think that could help it along as well. It will happen. It's just a matter of how fast, and needing it to happen faster than it is for you at this time.
And this legal issue that I'm waiting for an answer on, is that going to block me in any way, or start to go in my favor? How is that going to work out? Because that's another thorn in my side right now.
I don't think it's going to block you in any way, but I don't feel as if it's going to be resolved in a timely manner enough to help you with this situation.
But it won't. I mean, it's not like they're going to pull the rug out from underneath
no.
me.
No. Nope, I just think it's, again, that's just going, like, so slow, too. But I don't feel it's going to hinder you with this process. I think it's going to help you in the long run, because it's going to be able to give you breathing room, is the way I'm being given.
I don't know how that will work. Well, maybe so I'm not so fearful. Is that what you mean about
It's a breathing room. It's going to give you breathing room. You'll be able to breathe freer, is the way Spirit's given it to me. Thank you very much for calling in. I'm sorry we're not able to spend more time, but we do have a lot of callers. But I wish you luck, and really follow your own inspired intuition, because that is direct messages from Spirit to you. Those thoughts that come in, and, you know, a lot of times we'll think they're crazy thoughts, but if we follow them, and they'll always go leading us in our best and highest direction.
Okay? All right. Thank you so much. Okay.
Thank you for calling in, Mary.
Yes. Bye-bye.
Blessings.
You know, everyone, just so you know, we do have a lot of callers, and we're trying to get to as many people as possible. And Donna Marie has spent a lot of time with everyone. But if you need more time, if you've talked to her and you need more time, or if you for some reason don't get on tonight, you can find her at www.donnamariecrawford.com, and you can set up a private reading with her. She's obviously awesome, as we can all tell. Anyone listening can tell, but just, you know, absolutely contact her offline. But I am going to keep the show moving here and get to Rita in Louisiana. Rita, are you there?
I'm right here.
Hi, Rita. You're on with Donna Marie.
Hi, Donna Marie.
Hi,
I just
Rita.
Have
Thanks
a question.
For calling in.
You're welcome. I have actually been working with Spirit and Spirit God and angels. It's almost like I'm in training, and I know you two kind of know what I'm talking about. But right now, I'd like to see if you have anybody from my family or my friends from the other side that might have a message for me where all that's concerned.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yep, absolutely. I just like to sit for a second and see the, you know, the strongest impressions that I get when you first ask. I do feel as if there's, I feel masculine energy around you. I feel as if it's almost, it's a very close friend. Very close friend. I'm trying to ask close in. I think close in age. I think close. You grew up together. I feel as if it was a fast passing. I feel as if he passed. It was probably either a car accident or I might even say a motorcycle accident. I feel it was motor vehicle related. I feel there was speed involved in this accident. Is this connecting with you, Rita?
It is.
Okay, because what he's saying to me is this, you know, he lived his life the way he lived his life, and everybody didn't agree with it, but he really, he did a lot while he was here, and he did have positive effect on a lot of people, and he really was ready to go home when he went home, even though everyone would say it was way too soon, because he had really accomplished a lot and kind of really accomplished what he came here for. You know, some of us think it has to take 80 years to accomplish what our mission was in this life, and that's not always the case. I think that he knew that he wasn't going to live to old age. He had a knowing about that and really lived his life full. I think he was almost a daredevil. Would that be a good word?
I know exactly who you're talking about.
Okay, thank you. Because he's telling me that, you know, to let you know that as you're having this spiritual growth, to understand that, you know, everybody says, well, they die before their time. Nobody ever does. We are all, you know, we have our destiny, our, you know, and even though it was chronologically a short life in our time, it wasn't in his time. It was exactly perfect for him. And it is for many, and all is the way it's being brought to me to give to you from Spirit. But he is totally at peace. He's still quite a character, I have to say. He's giving me, like, I want to just have a grin on my face, because he was all about having a good time. And that's really what his mission was, to give to others, and others got it from him. Because when you were around him, you couldn't help it. You had a good time. You relaxed. You let go of all the worries of the world and were able to just enjoy the moment. And that's really a message for you from him, is to really enjoy the moment and to not be tied up in the past or too concerned about the future, because the future's coming and the past is gone.
Okay,
so he's really, he's around you to lighten you up when it needs to be lightened up, whether it's, you know, dropping the stack of plates on the floor and having them break, or whether, you know, different things. I don't know why that just came. I don't know if that's happened to you lately, but.
Because
or,
that is so him.
You know, just to make you laugh, and it wouldn't, you know, it wouldn't be a cry, it would be a laugh, and that's really what he's his energy does around you, is to really help you to laugh and lighten up, is the way he says it. But very strongly around you, and wanting you to know that he's at peace, and kind of wanting you to understand that his life was part of your life lessons or journey. I don't like lessons, I like experience. Your life experience while you were here, to help you carry that on and help others with it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you so much. I'm so thank you for allowing me to connect you with him and experience both your energies.
Well, he's a special guy, so you did great. Thank you. So, do you see my dad anywhere?
You know, he's not coming forward. He's a quiet. He's a quiet soul.
He knows I'm not ready for that.
He's a quiet soul. He's like, and that's what a lot of times, thank you for understanding that. You know, they never want to come through and give us upset or make us, sad.
Yeah.
They always want to give us reassurance, and they know when we're ready for that. But know that he's always there supporting you and, you know, and approving of you. And, you know, I mean, you were his little girl.
Yeah.
You are his little girl, and you always will be. So, mm-hmm. you know, he has that special little spot for girls. But, yeah, he's definitely supporting you, but, you know, very quietly conveying that at this time.
I understand that. That's the way he is around here and when he's around me. So he knows me. Thank you
much. Yep, just being comforted in the knowing that he's there. That's all.
Yes.
Blessings always.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for calling in. Hey, there's
Bye-bye.
A question. Bye. There's a question in the chat room, Donna Marie. I just wanted to ask you somebody was mentioning where are you in Connecticut? Because this person is also from Connecticut.
Oh, well, we're in Manchester. We're just east of Hartford.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's
central
that.
In the state. Yep, central in the state.
Okay. All right. That's great. I just wanted to clarify that because, you know, some people, when they get to you, they're looking on your website and they see Connecticut and they're like, wow, I wonder where that is. But, you know, even Connecticut, I mean, like Pennsylvania, people say, well, you're in Pennsylvania. Where's this place in Pennsylvania? I'm like, I have no idea. You know?
Well, yeah, you guys are so much bigger than we are. But, we're one of the smaller states.
Yeah. All right. We have Karen calling actually from Canada, our first international caller tonight. So let me get Karen on the phone. Hi, Karen.
Hi.
You're on the line with Lisa and Donna Marie.
Hi, Lisa and Donna Marie. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi. Thanks for calling in.
What a beautiful show. It's my first time, and I'm loving the insight, so thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening.
I've been finding a lot of dimes. Can you tell me what that is?
Well, it's interesting on how spirit connects. Is your dad in spirit?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I have to tell you that's a sign. All of us that give readings end up getting, you know, specific signs for different things, and dimes have always come from my dad, so I feel as if, you know, it's a funny joke because my mother used to play cards with the girls and they'd use dimes and she'd call them little bastards. So once my dad passed, I started getting all the little dimes around, and it's just a fun, like, inside joke for me, but it conveyed to me that it's your dad that's wanting to come through for you. He's very he's very proud of your stamina. Does that make sense to you right now?
I certainly have a lot, yes.
Okay, because he's telling me he's very proud of it. You've definitely been put to the test on your path, but you just rise above it all, and you just keep on going. And he wants you to know that it really shows your character on how many times you're able to brush yourself off and get back up. Okay, so he's really, really aware of that. You know, he wasn't real expressive in life. He, he was more of wanting to show you or do things for you than to verbally express a lot of things. Does this connect with you?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, all right. So now that he's in spirit, he's a mushmelon. Let me put it this way to you, okay? He's, you get to spirit and you get that knowing. That you didn't necessarily have when you were in life, and he's wanting you to absolutely know that, you know, he wouldn't have verbalized very often that he loved you, but now he's just loving you up from spirit. He's like around you. He sends warmth around your shoulders. He comes up behind you almost and like envelops you with energy just to keep you warm. He's also very, he's very funny leaving the dimes around because it makes you wonder, and it's, you know, he wouldn't be a penny guy, let's put it that way.
No.
You know? So he's more of a dime guy, you know, and if he could have the power and the half dollars were around, he'd be shooting those around too. So just know that he's, you know, he wants you to have as much as you can possibly have in this life because you're so deserving of it and sometimes don't even realize yourself how deserving you are.
Oh, that's so beautiful. Is he with my mom?
Absolutely. Absolutely. But he's definitely standing forward now because she would be one more that would express to you in life. When she was in life, you know, you guys did it all, said it all, were able to express it, you know, you knew it. And with him, he didn't have as much of that in life, so that's why he's very strongly coming through is the reasoning I'm getting from Spirit through the messages they're giving me. They're absolutely together. And, you know, there's no way they wouldn't be. These two are just like, you know, tied together.
They had a very hard life, and they didn't stay together, but I knew that they always loved each other.
Yep, and that's why, thank you for sharing that, because I often will get that, and where people won't believe me that their parents are in spirit together if they separated while they were in life. But trust and know that they had that bond, they have that connection, they have that thread, if you want to call it that, that's everlasting, no matter what happens in life circumstances. So they do reunite in spirit, because once we get there, it's all good. We know that all the stupid stuff that bogged us down in life is not really important. It's all about how we affected others that's the most important.
Wow. Those beautiful words of wisdom that could help all of us. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Thank you, and blessings always.
Thanks for calling, Karen.
My pleasure. Thank you. God bless you both.
Bye.
God bless you.
God bless.
Bye.
You know, it's so funny when she started talking about dimes. My mom, as soon as my mom died, we all started finding dimes, all of us. All the kids.
Yep.
My dad didn't, but the kids did, you know, all three of us. And left dimes everywhere. And finally, I kind of asked the angels, I'm like, what is this all about? And they kind of referred to it as it being a very light coin. So it's easy for them, even like a newly moved on spirit, to move around because of the fact that it's light. And because dimes are related to, like, making a phone, you know, it used to be a dime to make a phone call. Of course, it's not a dime anymore. You used to drop a dime, you know, and make a phone call. People use the term drop a dime. It was related to, years ago, communication. And I could tell you stories, bizarre stories about dimes and what my mom has done and where I have found dimes at the strangest moments, you know, when just like doubting everything. Even, you know, I don't know about you, but I even sometimes get to the point where I'm like, all the beautiful things that I've experienced, and you still get to the point where you're like, are you kidding me? You know, what is going on? Why is my mom letting this happen to me from, you know, the other side, letting this happen?
Absolutely.
Our family, and then all of a sudden, boom, a dime would be in some bizarre place that a dime wasn't 2 seconds before. You know, it was amazing.
Yep. Yeah, it's to reassure us that they're there. And, you know, as much as we would love to be able to avoid everything, we are having a human experience, and we are supposed to have our stuff too.
And that's
where I'll get a lot of people will ask me, well, if you're psychic, why didn't you know that? I don't know everything, and I'm not supposed to, and nobody is. You know, we're here to help other people and be comforted and not necessarily avoid all the bumps on our road.
I agree. I find that like, you know, when I wrote my book, I wrote a lot about that, about, you know, how you might even sense it. You might even sense you're doing the wrong thing, you know, like just know that you're doing the wrong thing, but you do it anyway because you're following your heart, just like anybody does. You just do, even though you ignore that intuition. You may have that message and you ignore it, you know, because you don't want to hear it. And that's what
happens
so much with the clients that get upset with us or that get frustrated or whatever. They don't understand that, you know, we're telling them, I mean, I'm not one to blow sunshine, you know what I mean? I'm like, it is what it is. I'm going to tell you what I get. And and if you don't want to hear the truth, please don't call me for a reading, you know?
I tell people I have to give you what I get. I can sense it's not necessarily what you want to hear, but this is what I'm receiving, and it's not meant for me to change. It's meant to give you for your best and highest good.
Right.
And that's what, you know, they have to understand is that's what Spirit gives us, because they don't know all of our crappy life circumstances because it's not important. Well, you know, they really are always trying to help us go towards our best and highest good, but we do have free will. And we can self-sabotage ourselves
exactly.
with it.
Right. We can self-sabotage or we can make changes so that what we, you know, like if I tell somebody, well, this is what's going to happen if you continue on in the direction that you're going.
Right.
They have the opportunity to stop and make that change, you know, change
right.
that.
I've helped people avoid children that way, I have to say, you know, that they just didn't have it in their plan. And it's, well, there's one, you know, really desiring to join the family. And, you know, and if that's just not in their plan at that time, they're able to do what they need to do. So, absolutely.
Right. I agree. I find that to be very, very true. We're going to take another call here. This will probably be our last one. I doubt if we'll have any more time for anyone else. So anyone else that's holding, please contact Donna Marie at www.donnamariecrawford.com. If I haven't talked to you yet, you can contact her that way and set up a time to talk to her. Offline, and I'm positive I definitely want to have you back on the show. This has been an amazing show, and I've really enjoyed it. But let's talk to, I think her name is Risha from Louisiana, another Louisiana, that's two tonight.
Wow.
Yeah, Risha, is that how you say your name?
Yes, Risha.
Okay,
Risha.
I remember you told me, but that doesn't mean I remember how to say it. So anyway, did you have a question for Donna Marie?
Yeah, I want to know if there are going to be any new additions to my family, our family, this year. And I'm moving and want to know if that's going to be, are we going in the right direction with this move?
Well, the move immediately, I'm getting yes, it's absolutely needed. You're feeling the need for the change, and even though you're, you know, hesitant because it's, you know, I think you've been where you are for a while, and it's going to be a big, you know, ordeal. That's the word I'm hearing. You're feeling as if it's an ordeal. But please look at it more in a positive light, that it's going to be a new, fresh start, and it's going to be just what you need. And I feel it's going to be very good for you, is the way Spirit's wanting to send this. But, you know, really, instead of thinking of it as an ordeal, think of it as a positive change for you.
Cool. Thank you.
Okay.
Yes.
And then as far as the new addition, I think that there's definitely effort being put in that direction. I feel as if some, you know, you gotta tell them to relax, because there's just so much anticipation of wanting this that it's almost blocking it. So ask them to please relax, and I feel that there will be news. I don't know if the occurrence will happen this year. I don't think it'll actually happen this year, but you'll have news that it'll be happening the beginning of next year.
Yeah. I wasn't asking about myself. I was asking about other family members, because I'm past that, if there are going to be any new members added to the family.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So who you're thinking of, ask them to relax, because they are trying.
Okay.
But they're so stressed and trying so hard that they're almost blocking it by trying so hard instead of enjoying and relaxing and you know, being joyful in the process. It's almost like it's a job, and that can tend to really, you know, physically and spiritually slow down the process when it's, you know, it needs to be more of a positive focus and a more enjoyable and joyous undertaking. Okay, does that make sense?
Yeah, I just have one more question. I don't know how many minutes you have left. I just wanted to know if there's anybody on the other side that has a message for me.
I'm not getting a specific who this is, but I am getting a very specific with the fact that you don't have much relaxation time, and that you are just, constantly worried, constantly stressed. And that there really needs to, you know, be some time scheduled within your life to allow yourself to treat yourself as well as you treat others. It's such a strong vein through our energies at this day and age, I guess you could put it, is the way it's coming to me, to be so stressed out about everything and to not be able to enjoy what's going on at the moment with worrying about the future. Because, you know, you're very good at making sure everything's taken care of, but you don't give yourself enough time to relax. Does this connect with you?
Well, at the moment, yeah, because I'm in the middle of a move. Yeah, I do.
It's a personality kind of, you know, personality kind of trait that a lot of us carry. I know I carry it at times, you know, I carry it and I have to work with it often, where, you know, instead of worrying about the future, to really enjoy where you are in the present and to know that it's a, you know, a it's positive, it's all good. We don't always see that, but it is. And to know that, you know, to enjoy what's going on right now and not be so tied up with anticipation that you forget to enjoy what's going on right this moment. That's a very strong message for you. You know, take a bubble bath.
Oh, I do. I take care of myself. I do. Thank you.
And blessings always.
All right. Bye-bye. Same to you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thanks for calling in.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Yes.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, everyone. I want to give Donna Marie a couple minutes here to talk about anything you've got going on, anything you want, you know, ways to get a hold of you. I've been giving out your website and everything, but I want to make sure that everyone knows everything, that, you know, you have a chance to say anything you wanted to say. This has been a fantastic show, and I really, you know, even though I was thinking we were going to have it be a little slow because of the Oscars tonight. It's been very super busy. I've been very busy in the chat room and with callers. So you've done a fantastic job, really fantastic job, and I appreciate so much you coming on, and I definitely would love to invite you back again to do more reading.
Well, I would be honored to have you on my show sometime as well.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I'd love to. I love doing radio. It's one of my favorite things. I just do it. I like to talk, you know, and I think has a lot to do with it.
Yeah, I'm with you there. Well, thanks for giving me the opportunity to be here tonight. Just a little bit, my website, we've done some new things on there, and I have an offer for if you'd like to check out my new video series. It's a 3-part video series, How to Awaken Your Divine Intuition. You just plug in your email and we'll send you right off to the videos and get you started on how to recognize your own intuition, because, you know, we all have intuition, and as we spoke during the readings tonight, that, you know, we receive the messages, and the first message we get when we ask is really the most divinely driven, most inspired. It's that stuff that talks over it that tells us why we can't, shouldn't, won't be able to do it or don't want to do it. So we do go in an opposite direction, but always know that Spirit supports us no matter which direction we go in, but encourages us to go in the direction of our best and highest good. And it's not always the easiest direction to go. A lot of times it's the most difficult, but if we follow that direction, we do find that our path does lighten and is more joyful. I really appreciate the opportunity of being here, and I always feel honored and privileged to be able to share connection with those in spirit that want to come through and let their loved ones know that they're okay and still with them and supporting them and aware of their present life.
Right.
You know, I don't know how I know someone has a back problem, but their loved one lets me know to let them know that they want them to take care of themselves. So it's just a beautiful thing to be able to do, and I'm blessed.
Amazing gift. It really is an amazing gift, and one that you know, that people, that, you know, one of the things that you want to be able to share with as many people as possible, which is why I try to do this show and give the people an opportunity to get a few minutes for free with someone. Maybe they, you know, there's so many people with financial problems right now. Maybe, you know, they can't afford a real live reading, even a short reading. So, you know, that's why I like doing these shows, because people are able to come on, and anyone who doesn't get in or doesn't want to bring their business on live air, because, you know, I understand that as well. have the opportunity to get in touch with us, and you know, through our websites and through, I'm sure you're on Facebook and Twitter and all of that too.
Yeah,
and you've gotten lots of compliments in the chat room tonight about not only your amazing readings but your website. Everybody loves your website. So
Oh, very good. Well, thank you so much for all the input. I you know, I always appreciate it. And you know, it's fascinating. I think you find it as well, some of the messages that we're able to bring through, that you know, it amazes us as well. And it's just an ever evolving, you know, passion that I have.
I can't tell you how many times I've said something during a reading and been like, and I, you know, you sit there and it's something maybe a little like you almost don't want to say because it's a little, well, maybe personal or something.
Yep.
And then I'll
yep.
say it and the person's mouth drops and yep. they're like, oh my God. And they explain why you were right on. And I'm like, damn, I'm good. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, you know, I say that all the time, and that's even been part of my personal growth with being able to deliver messages is, you know, I was reading a woman in her 70s, and I'm hearing in my head, tell her she's hot, and I would never speak to a woman of that age in that
right.
manner ever. And
right.
and I'm fighting this message, and finally I released it, and I gave it to her, and at the end of the reading, she shared with me that was one of the last things he said to her the night before he passed.
Oh,
so
my
if
God.
I had not overcome my discomfort with delivering the message,
it
wouldn't have connected with her, and it was most
right.
important for her to have it.
Yeah, and that's less verification too, that, you know, I mean, something like that verifies the person's like, holy God, you are actually talking to, you know,
absolutely, and it's not my place to not tell, even though
right,
I'm
exactly,
uncomfortable, so,
exactly.
yep.
I've struggled with a few messages that I was just like, I am not saying that.
yep, it does, and you know, you dispute it, but once you get over your discomfort with it, you find out that that's exactly what they needed to hear, so it's been
yeah.
a... It's been a great journey. Oh, also, I wanted to just mention, if you don't mind, I have a new program that I'm introducing, and it's going to be a program that includes my husband, Bob Crawford. He's a holistic practice. I'm tripping up on it here.
Practitioner,
he helps holistic practitioners increase their practices, and but we're going to be doing a program together where I'll be doing readings and he does coaching with them. It's called the Abundant Life Spiritual Guidance and Coaching Program. So if anybody's interested in, you know, receiving messages and direction in life and then actually finding a way to putting in practice, we'd love to hear from you as well.
Oh, that's fantastic. That sounds like it's going to be really awesome. And I know I've heard of your husband, and I believe I've actually gotten an email or so from him, because I'm, you know, I'm a holistic health practitioner, and it seems like that's a trigger word that gets me into some things he's working with. So that's fantastic.
Yep.
That sounds like it's going to be a great show.
Yeah, it's exciting. We're really it's just, again, ever evolving our path. So it's fun to see where it goes.
Absolutely. Well, I really appreciate, again, your being on the show tonight, and I definitely would love to have you back on again. And I may be calling you for a reading myself, because I very seldom do that, but I'm really, honestly, truly impressed with everything you had to say, too. And to keep it moving, I know how exhausting it is. You know, everybody's like, isn't the show supposed to be 2 hours? I'm like, if I try to get a psychic to do 2 hours of readings, I'd never get a psychic on the show. It's hard. It's hard to do an
yeah.
hour.
It does,
yeah.
And it, you know, and it's so funny because some people think, well, you're just sitting there, but it's just somehow it just really does drain energy from
yeah,
you.
Yeah, it does. It does. I mean, you're crossing, you know, a veil that most people don't even have the ability. Well, everybody has the ability, but most people don't know how to even get past it.
Right.
And there is some kind of energy depletion from that. So.
Well, I like to tell people it really is all energy. It really comes
right.
down to energy, and energy can never be destroyed. It just changes form.
Absolutely.
So if it's the energy that's fueling the body to keep the body alive, once that energy leaves the body, then the body's not needed, but that doesn't mean the energy's ever gone. It's still there.
Right.
And
that,
some people like to call it soul, essence. You know, there's all different names for it, but it's all, you know, it's all connected. And I very often get very warm during a reading. I don't know if you experience that either, but, you know, we'll even have real physical things that happen during a reading as well.
Oh, absolutely. I get dizzy a lot. I'll get really super dizzy.
Yep. I get daisy. When I stop, you know, when we say when you get that tired, I get like spacey. Yeah. And my poor husband, God bless him, he keeps an eye on me for a little while.
Just don't go near any stairs real soon.
Yep. We'll just leave you just sitting down for, you know, just relax for a few.
Sitting for a few.
All right. Well, thank you so much. And blessings to everyone. I appreciate everyone allowing me to connect you with your loved ones in spirit and messages.
Thank you so much for being on the show. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a great night.
Have a great night. Hope you don't get too much snow.
Oh, we'll be good. I think you guys have more chance than us tonight.
Yeah, I think we're in big trouble, but it's okay.
All right. Take care. Thank you.
I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. I look forward to it. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Everyone, that was Donna Marie Crawford. You can find more information out about Donna Marie at DonnaMarieCrawford.com. So that's our show for the week. You've been listening to Just Believe Radio. You can find more information about me, Lisa Tarvis, at lisatarvis.com. That's LISATARVES. You'll find links to my Facebook pages. I have a personal page. I have a page under Metaphysical Healing, and I have a page under Lisa Tarvis, which is my Just Believe fan page. So everyone can feel free to visit any of those pages. Also, Twitter, I'm at Lisa Tarvis. Watch for hashtag Just Believe, because everything I post has a hashtag Just Believe. And, of course, LinkedIn and, I don't know, all Pinterest, all the social media sites that you can possibly be on, I think I've got them all. So anyway, appreciate everyone listening this week again, and definitely I'll be back on next week with a new show. I don't know what we're doing, if we're doing readings or not next week. I can't remember, but watch through Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and check out all of the different sites, and you'll find out, or you can watch for on blogtalkradio.com/rightstream and look out for Just Believe Radio Just Believe Radio, and you will be able to see who I've got on next week as soon as I post it. I just have to figure it out. I don't remember. So anyway, everyone, thank you again so much for listening. Have a fantastic week. And first week of March, yay, we're getting there towards spring. Everyone have, a fantastic week. And we will be in touch. And I'll be back on the air next Sunday. And check out all our other shows on the RightStream Radio Network, RightStreamRadio.com. Again, this is Lisa Tarvis, and I appreciate everyone listening. Bye now.